county prosecutor in northern Idaho today will file court papers to dismiss criminal charges against the FBI sharpshooter who killed the wife of white separatist Randy Weaver during the standoff at Ruby Ridge in 1992. The prosecutor says he hopes the dismissal will close the book on Ruby Ridge. Tom Bonsi reports that's not likely.
The FBI agent in question is named Lon Horiuchi. During the siege at Ruby Ridge, he fired the shot that killed Vicky Weaver. Horiuchi was aiming for an armed friend of the white separatist family who was dashing into their cabin. The bullet grazed the intended target and then went on to strike and kill Mrs. Weaver as she cradled her infant daughter. Just last week, a federal appeals court ruled that Idaho officials can try the FBI sharpshooter for involuntary manslaughter. But now the local prosecutor says he's dropping all charges. Brett Benson inherited the case from the previous prosecutor, whom he unseated last November. In a statement, Benson writes that too much time has passed, the case would probably not stick. The prosecutor says he hopes his decision brings closure to the families and, in his words, will begin the healing process that is so long overdue. The author of an in-depth book about Ruby Ridge, Jess Walter, says fatigue with the incident must be spreading.
I think they felt that the people up there, that there was enough anger over the government's role in what had happened that it was worth pursuing the case. You know, clearly this prosecutor doesn't think so and, you know, wants to move on.
Walter wrote the book Every Knee Shall Bow. The author has doubts the court dismissal will bring the closure officials in North Idaho hope for. And indeed, critics of the government siege are mad and bent on justice. Boise attorney Chuck Peterson claims there's plenty of evidence to send a criminal case to a jury.
If it had been the average citizen firing a shot into a window under those circumstances and a person dying, that person would have been prosecuted. There isn't really any doubt about that.
Peterson helped win a $3 million civil judgment for Randy Weaver against the FBI, but he says both still want individual accountability.
I mean, Randy Weaver sits at home tonight knowing that his wife and his son were both killed and knowing that no one will ever be prosecuted for their deaths. And he won't find any justice in this decision at all.
Sharpshooter Horiuchi has testified that he couldn't see how close Vicky Weaver was when he fired at the family friend. He's also said he fired to protect a government helicopter overhead. Besides Weaver's wife and son, a deputy U.S. Marshal also died during the exchanges of gunfire. The FBI says it'll have comments later today. For the Bureau, the court action may be over. But author Jess Walter says for some in the public, the case lives on.
A case like this continues to reverberate, and you only have to look at Timothy McVeigh's execution to see that. As long as there's anti-government sentiment in it, you know, and as long as there are people who believe that there were cover-ups in this case and that justice really wasn't served, then I think this case is going to continue to serve, at least symbolically.
All along, the Justice Department has maintained that a federal agent acting in the line of duty has immunity from state prosecution. But the Ruby Ridge case now establishes local law enforcers can look over the Fed's shoulders. Just in this instance, they're not going to. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.